Hey there, folks. My name is Burke, and in this video, we're going to take a look at how to open a project inside of a container with Docker and the Remote Containers extension for Visual Studio Code. So let's go. What we have here is a Python project that has a container definition that's already been added to it. So now we just need to build that container and open the project inside of the container with Visual Studio Code. So how do we do that? Well, let's go to the command palette and we're going to select rebuild and reopen in container. When we do that, Visual Studio Code will restart and we'll get a notification telling us that the container is building. Now, if you want to watch that process, you can click here on this link and you can watch it pulling down all of the different layers and building the container. So we'll go ahead and wait while it does that. Okay, so that can take a while depending on how fast your internet connection speed is, but the container is finished building and now we're connected. And we know that because down here in the left-hand corner, it says dev container colon Python 3. And so now we're connected to the dev container. And if we look at the terminal, we should see that the terminal looks, well, different than our normal terminal. And that's because we're not on our local machine anymore. We're now inside of the Docker container, even though it feels like with Visual Studio Code, we're just working on a local project. So can we run this project? Well, not quite yet. Let's take a look at the README and see what we need to do that. We have Python 3 because that's in the dev container, and we need to install the dependencies. So let's go ahead and do that inside of the container. We'll just paste this in. Okay, that seems to work. And then the next thing that it wants us to do is it wants us to start the server with this command. So I can do that. Let's clear this out, make a little more space, and just do Python app.py. Okay, and it's running. And we get a notification that it's running on port 5000. We can open it in the browser. So let's do that. Okay, so here's the site. It's running and it's working. So in this video, you've seen how we were able to rebuild and reopen in a container once those configuration files had already been added. And then by following some instructions in the README, we were able to get the project working. In the next video, we're going to take a look at a concept called port forwarding, which you've already seen in this video. And it's what allows us to access the site on our local host, even though it's inside of the container. That's called port forwarding, and it's in the next video.